We got an announcement to make here. We got something crazy going down. Check it out. We got free shots of vodka. That's coming through. Courtesy of Skid Row Radio.
Skid Row
Studios. That's right.
Skid Row Studios.
Skid Row Studios in the house. We're recording live tonight.
And we are broadcasting as well from King Eddie's.
Come get your shot of vodka.
Yeah. That's too easy.
Yeah. Little Iron Monkey in the background. Stoner rock band. I just went through a bunch of bullshit. Just broke up with a girl. Well, she broke up with me. And a lot of the reason, the reason is because I didn't really trust her. I have major trust issues because of how blatantly I've been fucked over in the past. I don't know. I do this thing where, you know, when a woman tells me that she loves me, I go full force into it. I will do anything for them. And I do this thing where, I'll notice things that are wrong that I don't even like about the person. But if they tell me those words, "I love you," then I, for some reason, lose all control and go head on into the relationship. I'll spend money. I'll take them places. I'll do whatever they want. I'll blow off things that I need to do. My responsibilities. I'll go to great lengths to blow off responsibilities for a woman who tells me that she loves me. And this breakup was hard, but all breakups are hard. And I don't know. I mean, there's people out there who seem to not really care one way or another. And, you know, part of me envies that carelessness, because they're not as affected as I am by someone who looks you in the eyes and says that they love you and then turns around and stabs you in the back and lies to you and cheats on you. So I was with this girl, 23 years old, beautiful girl. And there is something special about her. I don't get involved with a girl unless there is something about them. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe I just fool myself into believing that there's something about them because I don't want to be alone. So, I fall hard for pretty girls that take an interest in me. I think if you're a pretty girl and if you make it so obvious that you can have any man and you choose to be with me, an out of shape, bad dresser, as she put it, I dress like a bum, which I don't argue with. Clothing and appearance has never been my way to break the ice with people who take the time to get to know me. I'd rather connect on deeper levels than, you know, what kind of pants I'm wearing or how well my hair is combed. But society, today's society, doesn't give a fuck about getting to know people that don't put their external appearance and their image up front. Especially here in Los Angeles, as you can imagine. We fought a lot. And the reason was is because I did not feel secure. And this rant is actually leading to something that is a bigger subject than just my failure at relationships. But what I'm trying to say is there is a shift in attitude about privacy and integrity that is really kind of sad. And people will sit there and look at me and say, social media, man, it's great. I can connect with all these people. And I've had people, including this girl, tell me, well, I use it to connect with family. Bullshit. You use it to put pictures of yourself on the internet, of you half naked, showing off your tits and ass, so guys will comment, and somehow in today's society, this is what gives girls confidence. I'm going to show off my ass in a public forum, and if enough guys say they want to fuck me, then that must mean that I'm a great person. That must mean I'm worth something. And I am completely disgusted with social media. I'm disgusted at this idea that people have this need to now announce to everyone around them, what are they doing all day? Where am I? Where have I been? Check out these pictures of me wherever I happen to be. And you know, look at how good I look. And look at how many friends I have. And look at how many people like to comment on my photos. This is my sense of integrity. This is my sense of self-worth is what do these strangers who don't really give a fuck about me, or in most cases, people I've never even met. This is how I judge my worth, is who's commenting, who's liking. Now, bringing people closer together, again, total bullshit. People are not coming closer together because of Facebook. People are now sneering at each other, and it's just a continuous story topping. Whoa, you did this. Well, check out what I did over here. And that's lame. Fucking look what look who I am. Look how cool I am. And man, it's just driving me crazy. People don't use it for spiritual connections or you have to sit down in a room with somebody and have a conversation. How about that? How about what happened to that? What happened to actually going to someone's house and having a dinner with them in their home or you know, at least even go out to dinner or do something together? That's where you get connections. But nobody seems to care about connections anymore. It's not about connections. It's about, look how fucking hot I look on Facebook. And this girl would post pictures of herself all fucking day. And I don't get that. Look at me. Look how hot I am. I'm going to use Facebook to talk to all my exes and keep them hanging on the line. I'm going to use Facebook to convey my mundane message of mediocrity. Oh, I'm so deep. Check out my Facebook message. I'm so fucking deep. You're 23. You don't know shit about the world or yourself. Yeah, I'm bitter. Are breakups ever fun? Do people come out of breakups like, you know, with just smiling faces about how, oh, it was, you know, we understood. It was a mutual understanding. No, man. When a girl says that she loves me, I expect love. I expect inclusion. I expect that you want to be with me because there's something about me that you actually like. But what it usually comes out to is that there's something that I can do for you. With most of the girls, with an exception of one that I can think of, it's just about what I can do for you. And I know I have a part in that. Oh, I have a huge part in that. I'm not excluding my responsibility from people treating me the way that they do or have in the past. But go ahead and post your fucking pictures of yourself on Facebook all day and let that somehow give you some kind of self-esteem, some kind of value. They look at you on Facebook and they just want to fuck you. What does that mean? You think that when you're showing your tits and your ass on Facebook, they're wondering how intelligent you are? They don't give a fuck how intelligent you are. They don't give a fuck what you have to say. They want to know how well you can suck their dick. And you seem to have no problem with that. Objectification is the new standard in which you are given value. Who you are. Here's who I am. And just to you know, get off of the rant about this woman or Facebook specifically, but Facebook in itself is fucking useless. At the end of the day, it is fucking useless. Facebook, let's look at it from a completely different perspective. Business. Everybody is clamoring to fucking get their business on Facebook and get as many likes as they want. Well, I'll tell you, as someone who runs a small business, that it doesn't do shit. You know why? Because Facebook is nothing but fucking noise. It is noise these days. And unless you're a huge celebrity or something with some kind of other notoriety outside of Facebook itself, your Facebook likes don't mean anything. I hate to fucking break it to the businesses out there that actually toss money at Facebook to increase their likes or their views. Is it translating? Give me some success stories. I want to hear them. Give me a success story about how Facebook has actually helped a business. I'll give you an example. We had Keith Morris from Black Flag in the studio. I mean, Black Flag is arguably one of the biggest hardcore punk bands in history. Definitely up there. Keith Morris was kind enough to mention his appearance here in the studio on Facebook and Black Flag's Facebook page. 500,000 plus likes on the Black Flag Facebook page. We had, at peak, 190 live listeners, which for us is great. But when you look at that in relation to the total number of likes that Black Flag has, it's nothing. It's next to nothing. Now, if you're a business with 1,000 likes, 1,200 likes, you're some small town business. You're a hair salon in bumfuck nowhere, and you're thinking you got some pretty great social media skills going on with your 1,200 likes in your small town. You know how many people ever actually give a fuck about your posts? You're lucky if one or two people are going to take the time to look at what you put on Facebook. Because there's so much noise, and there's so much bullshit, and there's so many people with, oh, I got 500 friends. I got 1,000 friends. Really? You know what that does is that fills your Facebook screen with posts that scroll by. And how many of those posts do you actually look at? Maybe the five actual friends that you have on Facebook, you'll see their stuff scroll by and take a moment to take a look. But with your 1,200 friends on Facebook, you're looking at all those posts all day. If you are, then you are seriously fucked. Another related subject, and this is contradictory to say the least, but smartphones, another thing that is, I think, damaging to the social structure. This girl would text people all day, guys, exes. She told me in the beginning of the relationship, you know, hey, this is the way it is. You either like it or fuck off. I mean, what do you mean? And another thing she told me, I do whatever I want. Nobody tells me what to do. What kind of attitude is that? I mean, not that I expect you to be obedient, but to take that stance up front, nobody tells me what to do, is giving off an idea that you're a pain in the ass and that you take no advice that is constructive or otherwise. And so, I don't know. Back on the girl again. I wanted to get on here and blow off some steam and rant a little bit. Smartphones are destroying relationships. People are texting their secret lovers all day and not really giving a shit about people's feelings or loyalty or unity or, you know, the sacred bond between those who enter into a relationship. Nobody gives a fuck anymore about real relationships. And it's sad and it hurts. I hate being the one to give everything and having the person on the other side have no intention of giving anything. Next show's starting here at the studio. This was a quick 20-minute rant, but I need to get some shit off my chest. It's been a real rough weekend. Stay tuned to Johnny Gramercy with Neighborhood Love Radio next. Take it easy.
Listen to Skid Row Studios anytime, anywhere, with the Skid Row app on your smartphone.
Skid Row Studios.
Real radio on the internet.
Hey, y'all, it's Thursday night, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You done wasted your whole life already. You got nothing to aspire to. What else is another hour going to take away from you? Tune in Thursday night, 9 p.m., Nestorius Public Radio. I'm Nestor Rodriguez.
This is Simon Kaufman with Nestorius Public Radio on SkidRowStudios.com. We're huge, bro. We're blowing up. We got a Facebook fan page, dude. Check it out, yo.
Nestorius Public Radio. Thursday nights, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Go to iTunes. You know what to do. Look up podcasts. Look up Nestorius Public Radio. Subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Just do it.
We're going to have our own video game soon, bro. It's huge. It's blowing up. We're trending. iTunes, new and noteworthy.
That's right. Busting it out.